worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Good to get gooder.
Kara.
Oh, I had a hamburger for lunch.
Yeah,
come
right.
on down and smell my breath.
Mickey.
I energy just fine without it.
And Lazy E.
Anthropomorphic.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
A miraculous thing has occurred for the second time in 2022. The entire crew is present. Yeah, keep distract yourself with your phone. You don't need to act. What? Welcome to a freak accident. I am Crisco. I've got Lazy E here.
Yeah.
Kara here.
Yeah.
And Mickey here.
They are distracting themselves with their phones. They're listening to us.
Right. Now, how pathetic is it that everybody showing up is the exception and not the rule? 2022 is not off to a great start. Go ahead.
You gotta say something.
Did you forget how to do the show? I mean, you were only
me, dummy.
Yeah, you were only out, like, you know, murdering innocent civilians for 1 week. Like, you can't have forgotten podcasting.
I'm very
you
busy.
Can't have forgotten.
Can't have. Didn't well, I say can't have?
I it all came one
that.
Word to me.
I couldn't. Can't have. So anyway, welcome to a freak accident. Here it is. Our website is freakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com. And our email is freaks@freakaccident.com. We've got a great show lined up today. Very exciting week. Our pal Lazy E here is practically shaking in his boots.
Like, I'm pooping in my pants.
Hey, buddy. Hey, pal.
What?
I'm not sure what just happened. You really did
you
forget
okay?
how to podcast.
You all right?
Yeah, I guess.
She's broken.
Sure?
I don't know.
Spoilers, no.
We might want to take her to the hospital, like, now.
Hey, I was being like an old newsy guy. Hey, buddy, hey, pal. Because he called you his pal. And also, I just wanted to do something newsy sounding.
Yeah, but then he moved forward with the pooping of the pants.
Well,
and then you decided to backtrack to me saying pal rather than following up on Lazy E steadily crapping in his underwear a little bit at a time over the course of the days leading up to the Super Bowl.
And that's not the first time she's done that voice on this show.
For sale.
It's like her go-to character.
I just like the newsy. The newsy character.
Well, that was for sale. Oh, yeah, news guy. Yeah.
Oh, great idea. That should be like an ongoing series for our Instagram or our TikTok, maybe. Characters.
Oh! I do weird things like that.
Do-do. We should start that and just have Kara be all of her different weird voices and characters, and then we'll hashtag K-A-R-A characters.
All right, it's happening.
It's got to happen now.
Get ready.
They're all going to be that voice. Like, okay, do a Canadian.
Hey, buddy, hey, pal.
Okay, do Michael Jordan playing Superman in an unproduced movie that never actually existed.
Hey, buddy, hey, pal.
See, there it is. It's gold. Gold, Jerry.
But yeah, no, the Bengals in the Super Bowl, I'm very nervous.
Dude, we are hours. You can fraction the time out in hours at this point until it happens.
And he's all decked out at this point. We've got the champion's
hat
on. Yeah.
Yeah, the AFC champion. I got the Super Bowl logo on one of the sides.
Fancy.
It's funny. Somebody pointed out the other day that I guess the quarterback said that they're doing this for Harambe.
No, not the quarterback. He was one of the defensive guys.
Oh, okay.
Sam Hubbard. He goes, "We're doing this for Harambe." And when my friend sent me that article, all I said was, "Our sweet prince."
That's right. We are all Bengals fans now going into this game. The Rams are the enemy. We have to be. For Harambe, his grace. May he rest in peace.
We're making bets on this, so bet for me.
Well, okay, fine. Oh.
Ooh.
Ooh. Someone became a gambler.
Mickey showed
up. Hey, Sonny. Hey, pal.
Mickey showed up set to aggro today.
Yeah, I know.
How are you doing?
Well, I was at work all day. Oh, and no work wonder. Hasn't worn off yet.
The edge is still on.
It is.
Do you have any coffee to drink or anything?
Yes. There's a large cup of coffee, and it was not enough because it's almost gone.
Oh, well, there you have it. Kara obviously is broken.
She stares at the ceiling.
You need to understand, Mickey, about Lazy E, though. He has been wearing a different jersey every day for the last 2 weeks.
Well aware.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to keep doing
it. Now, what is the outfit going to be for the game?
It's the same as I've worn all year. Me and my buddies wear the same thing. I wear my Zubas pants, my Bengals shoes, same pair of Bengals socks, the white Bengals jersey, and my white Bengals hat.
Okay.
Not this kind of grayish.
So you're actually not going to wear the champion's hat, because that would be messing with the voodoo.
It would be.
The voodoo that you do.
Are you painting your face?
No.
Never does.
Do you wear Bengals underwear?
They don't sell it anymore.
Why not?
They did at one point, then it got a hole in it, and I no longer have a pair of Bengals underwear.
Have you washed the socks at all this season?
Yes.
Okay. I was ready for the other answer.
No, when I sniff them. I'm selling them on eBay afterwards.
He rubs them
on OnlyFans.
He rubs them under his armpits after every game, too. Just to add a little extra zest.
Delicious.
Yeah, that's right.
The spice must flow.
All for Harambe.
That's right. It's very exciting. Very exciting. It's going to be, I think we've talked about it before. Like, it's interesting to me that it's two teams that you haven't seen in the Super Bowl in a long time.
Well, the Rams 3 years ago.
Right, but it's still, man, like, it's been Patriots and X for so long that it's great to see two very colorful teams, I might add. You got bright orange and black, and you got, like, the bright blue and gold in the Rams. So that's a good...
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not, like, dull. Oh, it's gray. It's gray and black.
We're wearing...
Okay.
Are their helmets are both stripes, right? Because, like, the Bengals are, like, stripes like a tiger.
Yeah.
And the Rams, aren't they, like, a circle like the Wizard of Oz?
The horns, yeah.
Yeah. Like the golden
like
brick road.
Like the Wizard of Oz.
Like a ram's horn?
Yeah, but also like the Yellow Brick Road and the Wizard of Oz, because the Yellow Brick Road has yellow spirals, and it also has the red spirals to the wrong place. I mean, I know it's not red for the Rams, but you get the idea.
No.
Follow the Yellow Brick Road.
And it's still the same voice.
No, that was different.
No, it wasn't. Like,
follow the... No, that was more like...
No, you're doing...
No.
Follow the Yellow Brick Road. Hey, for sale, sonny.
No, the other one is for sale, sonny. That was follow the Yellow Brick Road. It's a little different.
No, it isn't.
It's like, yeah.
Whatever.
It's like night and night.
Oh.
Because it's not different.
Oh, okay.
It's different.
Yeah. No, it isn't.
It's night and slightly later night. It's like 9 o'clock night and 9:30 night.
More like 9:15.
We'll see about that.
What does that mean? Are you going to hit me?
No, why would I hit you?
She did give you a look.
What would that solve?
I don't know. You're being weird today. I don't know if I'm going to get punched.
I am being weird. I don't
Listen,
know why.
Listen, of course she's being weird. She killed people last week.
Oh, my gosh.
People died at her hand.
Well, that's what she does.
Right.
She's Snoop.
Listen, as long as she doesn't flash her nine at you.
Jumping like is that? Jumping like is that? What?
Wow.
That's the song.
Did you have alcohol before you came here?
I had an energy drink.
How many?
Just that one.
Are you sure?
I had like one this morning, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
That is the song.
I'm not going to get worried until she flashes her nine at us. When I see that.
She held up nine fingers.
Her nine boobs.
What, is she some sort of alien?
I mean, at this point,
maybe,
would that shock you?
This is not Fifth Element.
If anything, this is an extraterrestrial life form attempting to be human. That's the best description
for
of her.
For sale, funny. It's like an
extraterrestrial life
voice. That's alien voice. No.
Oh my god.
That was clean. That was clean too, I think. Jesus.
Oh my god.
I'm glad you're so proud of yourself.
Who else is going
to
be?
You can't just tilt your head and expect it to come over at the mic. There you go.
Just sounded like a Mario upgrade or something.
I really, really cannot wait. That energy better stay for our reality game show name generator.
Yes.
Every show is going to be set in the 1920s.
Yeah. Hello, Sonny.
Get ready for that. You're not going to be able to escape it. But on the show today, you know, we've been talking about a little bit about the Super Bowl here. We do have the prop bets came out, so we'll go through those. We have
one
a question.
One of those prop bets, by the way, is almost a guarantee money.
How do you figure? Well,
wait,
I guess.
Wait until you. It's guaranteed money if you answer one way.
Okay.
Guaranteed.
All right. Do you snack like a Rams fan or a Bengals fan?
Well, I guess whatever way I snack like a Bengals fan.
And then, of course, we are going to make our Super Bowl bet, and we are also going to reveal the punishment or the punishment for the loser.
Yes.
I think I know what it is. Is it still the same thing that you were thinking? Ugh.
I have another idea, though, that may be less...
Like
straining on our freaking physical forms and our psyches. So maybe we'll see.
That's
maybe.
Not as fun.
Well, no, but I'm also getting old and I'm tired. So
I'm older than you. I'm older than, well, almost all of you.
All right, I know. I'm the old one.
We remind you regularly.
Ready? I'm the old one.
See, that worked.
I have to do that because... Okay.
So, a woman found a naked man in her trunk. Oh. Lazy E, you have to explain yourself.
Just comfortable.
Right, sure. But that's not even the most interesting thing. The more interesting thing we will save for that segment. That is a professional tease.
No, that was a sad tease.
Sad tease?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a great name for a t-shirt company.
It is.
Sad tease. It would just be emos.
We bookmarked it. We already
mailed it to ourselves.
Copyrighted it and patented it.
Yep.
We wrote it on a piece of toilet paper and we put it in Mickey's hoodie. So that is copyrighted. That's how that works.
Yep.
Mm.
The system is sound. It's worked for at least 150 years.
Right.
To 250. Right?
How many episodes we've had?
No,
not
we've had
years.
We've had more than 300. It feels like 300 years, though, doesn't it, Mickey? We will be playing, finally, the reality show name generator game,
yay,
which is a mouthful.
Very fun.
Yes, we haven't done this one in quite some time. Did we do it since Kara's been on the show?
No.
Wow.
He says no.
She's never done
this game. I don't think
we
did. I think we did just the fall premiere one.
Yeah. Well, we've done yes or BS, too.
Yes.
And you're bad at that one as well. Yeah.
A
poll has found the keys to a happy marriage. Lazy E made the joke off mic that it's just a Pollock.
Yeah, it's me.
Some Polish guy figured it out.
It's me.
There you go. So
I did it.
Lazy E will have marriage advice for you on this episode of A Freak Accident.
Check out our podcast archive where you can hear every episode we've ever recorded, including all the old ones. Or if you're an Alzheimer's patient, all the new ones.
You remember, right?
Yes.
Podcast.afreakaccident.com.
It is just days away. Like I said, you can break that out into hours at this point. It's so close.
I could taste it.
Mm-hmm. What do you think the Bengals' chances are, like, realistically?
Do you know what? I'm always a pessimist when it comes to it, and they're underdogs, but they've been underdogs every time they won. They've been away because the Rams are going to be at home, but they've been away. They've been better on the road than they were at home.
Right.
I don't know. I honestly, like, I don't want to put a thing on it, but I'm going to make a bet about it.
Sure, yeah. So technically you will be, but we'll save that. First things first, the prop bets, which came out for the Super Bowl. Now, these are, how would you describe these, really?
They're weird bets.
Yeah, it's like betting on random things that may or may not occur within the game.
You know, like somebody streaking across the field.
Right, that's usually one.
Or there's one that's always on there, what color is the Gatorade of the winner?
Mm-hmm. Right,
the
yeah.
Team pours on everybody.
Yeah, that I think is a repeat one. Like, every year they do that one.
Mm-hmm.
I want 1 year for it to be like something totally out of left field with what they pour on the coach.
Yeah.
Where it's
soda.
Like root beer. Yeah. Yeah. Like something insane. But yeah, that is actually a prop bet number one. What color will the liquid be that's poured on the game-winning coach? Red is the odds-on favorite. Why is that? Is red like everybody's favorite Gatorade flavor? Because it's not the best.
I don't know.
No, green is the best.
I was going to say purple.
I like blue.
Oh, the
frost. I was going to say, most people in this area like blue.
Blue?
Mm-hmm.
It's because it reflects their personality and their general outlook. Just blue. Miserable.
Sad.
That's right.
Okay.
incidentally, blue is next to last at 12%.
Well, interesting.
I think it's going to actually be orange.
Orange is at 20, and purple, which is my favorite, is at 5. Ain't nobody drinking purple out there. It's the best flavor. It's grape. Or it's, what is it, Arctic Blast or whatever that one flavor is called?
Amazing. Looks like Robitussin.
It's colored purple. They all taste the same.
The color purple is a taste now.
Yep.
She's crossing the wires of sensory perception. number two. Will a kicker hit the upright or crossbar on a missed field goal or extra point?
This stuff is making me sick because now I'm thinking of the Bengals doing this stuff.
Now, the Bengals have a really good kicker, though.
Yeah, he's a rookie.
Yeah.
They drafted him in the 5th round. Everybody made fun of them for it.
But look at how many games has he won them now, though, at this point? That's what I mean, man.
Like, he's been making like 52 yarders.
Yeah. Dude's a beast. How many times will the chains be brought out to measure?
Here comes the chain gang. Yeah. See, that's where your impression works.
And like, you missed your opportunity.
It wasn't me, though. Yeah.
Will a player leave the game and not return due to concussion symptoms?
Jeez.
Why?
I don't think so. First of all,
we're preying on people getting injured. That,
yeah.
I feel bad betting on that.
Me too.
No.
As I text my bookie.
He's on his BetMGM app right now.
Yeah, damn it. So, yeah, that, I don't know. I mean, well, how specific is the testing protocol? Like, if you're just a little bit concussed, like, they still pull you from the game.
Oh, yeah, you're out.
Yeah, so, like, you don't have to be, like, severely concussed. You're just a little rattled now, and they pull you right out.
You sound like the listeners that ask about taxes on our posts. You're getting very, very technical.
Maybe.
Sorry. You're rubbing off, aren't you?
I'm just saying, like, you know, that bet seems like I don't know, man. I don't know.
So what was the bet that E said was pretty much a guaranteed winner?
Oh, it's in there.
This one's funny. I like this one. You know, there's the classic, how long is the national anthem going to be?
Oh, boy.
You know, is who's doing it this year? Do we know?
I have no idea.
Wait, we do know. It's...
Come on, get your pop radio brain on. Let's go. Top 40.
It's
think
in
about
there.
It.
It's going to be a regular sized national anthem.
A regular size.
A regular size. So
I thought she was
going
to say a regular sized performer. And I was going to say, what does that have to do with
if
anything?
If it was a regular sized performance, I would say around 2 minutes and 20 seconds.
It depends on how long they hold that free.
Last note, yeah.
Who is it?
Mickey. Wait, no, I
don't think
that's Mickey. It's
right
not
here.
Me.
Yeah. Mickey's singing the national anthem. Shocking. You would have thought you would have led the show with that.
No.
She wouldn't tell us
at all. Have you ever sang the national anthem?
Country star Mickey Guyton.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
It's country, so it's going to be regular size.
It's going to sound like every other freaking country. You have at like events?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. I got dragged into it a couple times, baseball games.
Yeah. I imagine you'd probably be pretty good. I suspect you wouldn't, like, flash it up. You would stick with, like, the original.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I like simple.
Yeah. You wouldn't,
like
add...
me.
You wouldn't mess up the tempo, add, like, you know, different timing to it and like that. Extra words, maybe.
Yeah, no extra vibrato, thanks.
And that's all before they get to the oh, say, can you
say?
It's just... Blah, blah, oh, say, K-A-A-N-U-C.
It already seems like a really long song, and then they go ahead and make it even longer by doing that.
It's going to be a shocking plot twist when they go into the second verse.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
That everybody forgets exists. Mm-hmm. There's like 4 or 5 in total, isn't there? But anyway, this is an interesting... normally, it's like, how long is it going to be? This prop bet asks, will any scoring drive take less time than the national anthem?
Ooh.
That's a good one.
That's a really good prop bet.
Yeah. I'd say yes.
You're still not on the one that I said is a guarantee.
Who will win Super Bowl MVP? I'm sorry. Who will the Super Bowl MVP thank first?
God.
Mom.
Dog.
Oh, I hope
teammates
they do.
Is in as odds on favorite 41% or 40%. I would love it if a guy came out and said, I would like to thank no one but myself. I did this with my own sweat, blood, and tears. My tenacity made this possible.
There isn't an I in team, but there's an I in win.
That's right. You're damn right. How many Super Bowl commercials will have dogs in them?
Not enough.
That's always the answer, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
They have a dog in the Clydesdale commercial this year.
Yep.
More doggos. That's what we need.
Mm-hmm.
Will, speaking this of dogs.
It. This is it.
Speaking of dogs.
This is the guarantee.
D-O-double-G. Will Snoop Dogg smoke weed on stage during the halftime show?
Yes.
Well, it is legal, right, in California.
Yeah.
So is he going to light up?
Yeah. That's
I mean, you know he's going to be high while he's performing,
sure,
but will he get high during the process of performing?
Yes.
Probably. There might even be a giant, joint like on the stage or something.
It's gonna descend and he's
gonna put his mouth on it.
The war
and, like, breathe into it.
And he's gonna breathe out the
when he breathes out, all the other celebrities are gonna descend from the heavens.
Yeah,
Eminem, Dr. Dre.
He's gonna breathe it out, it's gonna like get into the crowd and it's gonna fill the entire
that
stadium.
That should be a prop bet. Will there be more smoke from Snoop Dogg or the fireworks?
I mean, I think we know who's winning that hands down. That's the one you think is
real. Oh, my God. It's a guarantee.
Well, the thing is, though, then, in order to win money, you would have to bet against it.
I know,
but everybody's betting for it because it's, you know, of course
I'm just saying, it's a guarantee if you want your money back. That's it.
That's no fun.
Will Eminem be censored at any point?
Yes.
Probably.
They shouldn't even bother anymore.
I don't know, though. I feel like he was always pretty good at censoring himself when he had to do performances that involved no bad words. We'll see. He's older now. He's like, you know, Marshall Mathers.
Will there be any wardrobe malfunctions during the halftime show this year?
No, I don't think so.
No, there's not a female
Eminem's going to flash his D at everybody.
Yeah. Smoke weed every day. He just pulled out his pants.
And if it goes on, will the malfunction lead to any additional naughtiness?
My God.
Interesting. I don't think that's going to even... It's only Mary J. Blige.
You know what else
is... Oh, yeah, I forgot she's on it.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you know what else is legal in California, but it's legal everywhere now, is gay marriage. So maybe Snoop and M are just going to go to town on each other on stage.
Maybe. I guess that would be guaranteed doggy style.
No matter what position, it's always doggy style.
D-O-double-G.
Whatever D-O-double-G's doing.
See, still the same.
That was a 1920s horn of sadness, or whatever you want to call that. Yeah, those are some good ones, I guess.
Yeah.
Something to look forward to. Let's see, what else we got here? Do you snack like a Rams fan or a Bengals fan? What does this even mean?
It means they polled people who are going to be snacking that are fans of both teams.
Frito-Lay did this poll, actually. Only, it turns out, 46% of Cincinnati fans say that they are into spicy snacks.
Which is weird, because in my group of Bengals friends, 4 out of 5 like spicy food.
You don't, though, do
you? Yes, I do.
Oh, wait, yeah, you do.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of Kara. Kara hates spice. No, you like it. Mickey hates it.
Correct.
Mickey can't even go near it. She can't even be in the same room as it. She breaks down in hives.
Remember the one chip challenge?
By the way, your wonderful guessing game made it through the entire cast.
Listen, I'm still...
No, wait, it's me.
I'm still getting used to the fact that there are 4 people here. Yeah. I'm forgetting who all of you are.
Oh, that's great.
Because, you know, it's been a while since I've had to differentiate between this many.
Yay.
Hurts my head. Yeah, so that 54% of L.A. fans are into spicy food.
Well, that would make sense.
Yeah.
L.A., a lot of influence from Spanish culture, a lot of spicy food is in L.A.
So that's you and all your friends are into spicy food then?
Except one.
Do you eat spicy snacks during the games or anything like that? No,
same food.
What is the food?
The meat and cheese platter.
Oh, yeah, you said that.
And Pepsi Max.
They still make Pepsi Max?
They do.
No, they don't. He just has a lifetime supply stowed away in his basement for his football weird superstitions and his obsessions.
Wait, not weird superstitions if it works.
What's the difference between Pepsi Max and other Pepsi?
I don't know.
Here's the thing, though, man. It hasn't worked for years.
It's working now.
It's worked this year.
Exactly.
But then it can't be that got you here because it didn't work before.
But
this.
It might have been the combination of all our jerseys now because they're new jerseys that we each got, and the color combination we finally found, plus the Pepsi Max, plus the meat and cheese.
What happens if they lose? Are you just going to burn all that stuff and start over?
I'm going to cry.
Well, yeah.
That's but, it. I'm going to cry.
Okay. This survey
it's
goes
either
on,
you're spicy or you're not spicy.
Yeah, apparently Cincy fans are a bunch of wuss burgers. Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, I can't drink anything more than water. It just upsets my palate so much.
Oh.
All these Cincy people.
You're... Don't.
I was going to insult your Flaming River, but that's Cleveland.
Yeah. That's the mistake by the lake.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
One of the greatest speeches of all time was from an old Cincinnati coach. His last name is Weish. And... I guess all the Bengals fans were getting mad and they were throwing ice balls onto the field. And he came out onto the field and he goes, "Listen, you don't do this. We aren't Cleveland." And everybody erupted with, "Yeah!" It's the war cry they play before every game.
We aren't Cleveland?
We aren't Cleveland.
Oh my God, that's funny.
That is very something to be very proud of.
I know.
Just like Cleveland is happy that they're not Detroit.
Yeah. And Detroit's just... there for the show.
Slowly sinking into the ground.
Yeah.
Eventually we'll be reclaimed by nature. It's fine.
It's fine.
So now it is time for us to make our Super Bowl bet and determine punishment for the loser. So what do we do first? Do we determine the punishment first and then place our bets knowing full well what we're in for?
Yes.
What is your idea?
Okay, my idea was we find a ping pong table. The loser has to put their face on one end of the ping pong table, and then the winners get to serve.
Oh my gosh!
Three balls at their head as hard as they want.
I don't want to do that. That sounds terrible.
No,
it's a ping pong ball.
First of all, we're not going to get a ping pong table in time.
Yeah, and secondly, those balls are going to definitely hit me in the eyeball.
Why did you have to laugh through that? That wasn't clean.
Damn it.
That was the perfect opportunity
to have
non-contextual audio that would have got us years of laughs.
Wendy!
Right, yeah. That was mine, though. You line up for a ping pong serve.
No, I think mine's the golden goose.
I don't like yours at all. I really don't. Do you know what his is?
Yeah, you told me last week.
Yeah, so what we're going to do, the losers are going to do, is those little wax things that you wax out your nose, you stick it up there, and then it rips out all the hair. That is what the loser has to do on both nostrils.
I mean, can it be any worse than a COVID test?
Yes, because it rips out hair.
Yeah. I like my ping pong idea.
You know what idea I like?
You know what a ping pong ball weighs? Almost nothing. It's not going to hurt.
That's why it's not fun.
It's just going to freak you out.
It'll hurt.
You know what's really going to hurt? Getting all the hair ripped out of your head through your nose.
I don't know.
It might feel refreshing afterwards.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what all the blood gushing out of my capillaries is going to feel like. Refreshing. It's so cool.
You're not going to
stick my skin
all the way in. You only clean the little area right here.
Yeah, it doesn't go all the way up.
It just goes right
nose.
Here. Just goes right to the outside, see?
Stop that.
Kara's picking her nose.
It's all
put that on the Instagram.
It's the instructions for COVID that you're not supposed to do, touching my inside of my nose.
So, yeah, it's not doesn't go all the way up.
I hate that idea.
We're doing it. That's why
pick
we're
the right
it.
Team.
I hated the chip challenge, and we did that last year, so we're doing this.
Yeah, but
one.
That was pain. That was like fun.
No,
this isn't
no, it
fun
was not.
Pain.
How about this one?
Me ripping my nostril hair out is not fun pain.
The losers have to eat 5 Dairy Queen Blizzards. Yum yum yum.
I thought she was going to say the losers have to eat the hair out of somebody's nose.
No,
oh
my
just pick
gosh.
It out.
Yeah.
One by one, slurp it up like spaghetti.
Oh no.
No, we're going to do the nose.
Yeah, I think the nose one. I'm less scared of that than the ping pong balls. I am really afraid of the ping pong balls hitting me in the face.
See, I came up with that just because I wanted to get out of the nose thing.
No, nope, you're doing like, the
surely
nose
they'll
thing.
Go for this. Nope. This is way less, nope. You know, psychologically and nope. physically damaging.
No,
nope,
because then plus you have like that anticipation of when is
right.
the person going to do it.
I
when
know,
you're
that's
waxing
the fun.
Your own nose, you are ready for it.
Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, the winner should get to pull it out.
Yeah, they should. Yeah.
Yes.
So then you still have to deal with your stupid
Karis,
anticipation.
Look at me.
There, you lose for betraying me.
Oh, that's how it's going to happen. The winners pull it out of the other person's nose.
Yeah, I agree. I'm totally on board for that.
Yeah, Karis, look, I've
yeah,
never
see,
seen this
yep,
look before.
There it is. I'm totally on board because you know what? You went against me.
Karis,
you want
Karis
this?
Got
you're going to get
glare.
It. You're going to get it. You're going to get it now. You're going to like it. I'm in. All right, let's do this.
X gonna get it.
X gonna give it to you.
Let's draw the lines then. Let's draw the battle lines. So, Mickey.
Yeah.
Who are you picking to win? Did you even watch a football game
no.
this year? Okay.
Of course not. So what do I have the choice of?
Who even is playing in this game?
What are my choices?
Me? It's the Bengals versus the Rams.
I go with the Rams.
Of course.
You're
you
betting
well,
on the Rams?
Good. Yep. That's good.
Somebody has Mickey, to lose.
Mickey hates me. This is how life has been during the whole season. I don't want anything to change.
Okay.
Me? Come on.
Who you
the
betting?
Bengals.
I thought he was going to say the Rams. I know my team all too well. I am betting on the Rams.
I'm betting on the Bengals.
See, if the Vikings were in the Super Bowl, I would bet against them because I would know that they weren't going to win.
So, Crisco?
I am voting that the I am betting on the Bengals to win.
Yeah,
I am siding with my boy here.
Me too.
You're doing it too?
Bengals too.
So
sorry.
Mickey potentially will get to rip all of our noses to pieces.
Here's the thing, though. If the Bengals win and we have to do this to Mickey, it will be not next week, but the week after. Because if the Bengals win, I'm in Cincinnati.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. It's going to have to be delayed.
All right.
Perfect.
Another great addition to our YouTube channel, us mm-hmm. just pointlessly punishing each other for yeah. existing.
Hey, I got a better bet. We'll stab the loser in the chest.
We have to run away, and then Kara gives us to the count of 10 and then turns around and guns blazing.
Oh, my God.
Well, honestly, the way she looked at me when I said about the other people pulling that, which Mickey is going
to
have a delight if the Rams
she
win.
She was ready to draw down.
I know. But, no, think about this. If the Rams win,
it's going to be fantastic.
She's
going to
have the greatest day of her life.
I want to have like three strings, like tying all the sticks together, leading to her hand, and she just rips all three at the same time.
No, that's not fun.
Yeah, because then we have to watch the other people and see how painful it is.
Okay, well, I get to go first because when
nope.
I'm crying and in pain, I get to watch the other team
I get
gain
to go,
some solace
nope,
back.
I get to go first because I'll be crying already.
What pain can surmount the pain he will already be feeling?
I know. I'll be numb.
All right, great. I can't wait. Can't wait to get my effing nose waxed. That's going to be great.
Listen, if the Bengals win, we get to watch Mickey.
That's true.
And mm-hmm. we get the fight over who gets to pull out her nose things. Two of us will.
I feel like you deserve to at this
yeah.
point. The way she's treated you over there. Yeah.
Both of them?
The fact that when she said, I'm going with the Rams, and looked right at him.
I
did
know.
You see that, too?
She did.
That was, yeah. Mickey set to aggro today.
I know.
Work Mickey is dangerous.
I know. Get fired.
No.
Get fired. Oh, God. I want that on a t-shirt or a hat. It just says, get fired. So there you go. The bets are made. If you want to make a bet of your own, freaksatafreakaccident.com, send it to us. And then record yourself ripping your own nose hair out of your head. It'll be great.
I love it.
Up next, a woman found a naked man in her trunk. Lazy E will explain what he was doing there.
Ooh.
The early bird catches the worm. But the early worm gets ruthlessly devoured by a gigantic superior predator. Maybe we'll just sleep in today. This is a freak accident.
So when you think that I'm sincerity faking, remember I only like you when you're naked.
This is from the website Global News. The guy was not arrested, which shocks me.
Mm-hmm.
I would expect a person to be arrested if they were found... like this.
Yeah. It's what is it, indecent exposure.
Right. Well, it would maybe be in America. Maybe that's why. This occurred in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Oh, well.
A woman who lives there named Bethany Coker.
Are found you sure?
Don't. She was going with another pronunciation.
Okay.
Because of the way the story is.
That's get it? Filthy. That's filthy. You should be ashamed of yourself.
I am.
I am.
She found a bunch of mud in the driver's side seat of her car last week.
Hoping it was mud.
Yeah.
Ugh, I hope so, too. She didn't know where it came from. She usually leaves her car unlocked because Canada, I guess.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
Okay.
So she assumed that some homeless guy had been sleeping in it. Well, anyway, she decided to start locking it from then on and steam cleaned the whole seat. She then spent, actually says cut to 3 days later when she went to put something in her car at work and realized someone was in her trunk. I guess like she hadn't opened up the trunk prior to that in at least 3 days.
Weird.
She noticed the windows were fogged up. Then she was putting something on her passenger seat when she heard a voice say, "Hey." So she looked over and saw a guy's face in the pass-through hole that leads to her trunk.
Yeah.
Well, she unlocked the trunk, and the guy was naked.
Do you want to hear the audio that she pulled from it?
So that explains why she had her phone out.
Yeah.
Then. Yeah, please.
Why are you in my trunk, and are you naked?
Yeah.
What?
Okay.
It's a rite of passage.
So he sounds like a freaking creep.
Yeah. No, you got to hear this next part.
To begin with. Yeah. Start that over again.
Right.
He sounded, like that. He sounds like the greased up deaf guy.
Yeah, from Family Guy.
Are you in my trunk? Yeah. What are you doing there? I don't know, but you're never going to catch me.
Why are you in my trunk and are you naked?
Yeah.
What?
It's a rite of passage.
To be, how did you get in there?
I'm the son of the Pope.
Can I put my sack on?
We appreciate that.
Yeah, we really appreciate that.
Wow.
He's the son of the Pope?
He's the son of the Pope.
Yeah, at that point, like, I would not be as calm as she seemed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she had her husband with her. So maybe strength in numbers at that point.
At work?
They were. Well, there was somebody with her because you heard a guy with her as well.
Maybe that was the police.
Maybe.
You immediately assume it was her husband.
Maybe it was an accomplice of the naked man.
Yeah,
maybe
you
it was
don't
the
know.
Pope, because he is the father of the guy.
That's true.
Well, yeah. All right.
Didn't sound like the Pope, though. The Pope speaks Italian, right?
Go ahead. Do an impression of the Pope, Kara.
No. When the Pope wants something with his spaghetti, he orders a what?
Spicy meatball.
Oh.
A spicy meatball!
Wow, your eyes got really big.
She can't control herself.
Nope.
Ask for a character, and this is what you get.
I couldn't.
I just don't know. He told her it was a rite of passage. He's the son of the Pope. So she then at that point, she flipped out, grabbed a coworker, and called 911. Okay. It turned out the guy has issues.
Really?
That's
weird.
He sounds totally normal to me. I mean, why would the son of the Pope have issues?
Right.
Why are you in my trunk and are you naked?
Yeah.
Yeah. It turns out he'd been drinking as well.
Really?
In addition to his issues. I mean, that's, I don't know.
It's a rite of passage.
Right, priests aren't allowed to, well, no, they are allowed to drink, right? The wine is
wine.
They drink that all the time. Blood of Christ empowers them. Gives them their Super Saiyan abilities.
Hmm.
That's how that works, right?
I have no idea.
You were never Catholic?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I went to Catholic school.
That's what I thought.
You should know that. Don't they teach you that in Catholic school?
Do you think I paid attention?
I don't know.
Mickey doesn't pay attention to what's going on in this
show.
They
let me sleep in the back of the church when we had to go to church, I'm good.
That's only because that was as far into the church as she could get without bursting into flames.
Yeah.
Or that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
A meteor would streak out of the sky and destroy the entire building if she got too far
in. She went too far in, she'd go...
Yeah. Yeah, they knew. But he was out there. He was in the trunk, apparently, for 3 days. He'd been in there. Luckily, he didn't freeze to death because it's really cold in Canada right
yeah.
now. I don't know if you're aware of that. It's like negative 30 or something like that on the regular.
He wouldn't still be drunk 3 days later, would he?
No, so, this is the psychological issue.
Okay.
Unless he had booze with him. But I guess you would see it if he was naked. He couldn't really hide it.
Well. did she go in her car anytime in those 3 days?
Oh, yeah.
And he waited 3 days?
She said that's the craziest part. She was driving around with him in there running errands.
Oh.
And she said he never made a peep, which is even more disturbing.
Yeah, like, that's worse.
Well, then again, though, 3 days, isn't that like the upper limit of how long you can go without water?
Yep.
So he was probably on the verge of dying. And
sure.
He was like, in desperation, he called out at that point.
Let's get naked. That's what he
That's
called
what he
out.
Said?
Yeah. It sounded like he was sloshing around there, too.
Yeah.
So who knows what he was up to.
Hmm.
Maybe he was drinking some of his own brand to try and stay alive. Just recycling.
Ew.
It's for the taste.
It's extremely efficient.
And it's sterile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gross.
It's life.
I don't like this at all.
It's weird.
It's going to make you check your trunk every
day.
Oh,
yeah. I'm going out there with an axe every morning, and I'm just swinging it into the back.
But you can see in your trunk.
That's true. Yeah, I got a hatchback.
You know, yeah, that doesn't count.
I do. I draw that thing over it, though, so that nobody can see my stuff in there. My very valuable
stuff.
So
you can't see the person hiding in your trunk?
Right, yeah. Mm. Which is all the more reason to just pepper the old back of the car with a couple of shotgun blasts every morning.
Every morning. Yeah, that car's going to last.
It'll be fine. You just got to aim for the same spot every time, you know?
So oh, yeah, that
target
works.
Practice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. See? Screaming in agony. You get a cramp after like an hour?
I would think so.
I'd be screaming in agony after like 15 minutes. I'd be like, my back!
Maybe he was small. Maybe he was compact.
We don't need you to be heightist. Right? Is that what
I'm
it
not
is?
Not being heightist. I'm saying he's maybe he was tiny, like physically compact, his whole body.
Yeah, that means he's small.
Not just short, maybe like all of it.
Oh. Why are you bringing that up?
What?
That's rude.
Maybe his arms and his head.
That's rude.
I mean, like skinny and also, I don't know, whatever.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I like these moments when Kara is just allowed to talk. It's always glorious. Up next, the reality show TV name generator game, whatever it's called. It's on a freak accident.
Love us, hate us. You can still like us on Facebook.
Gee whiz. That sounds like so much fun.
Facebook.com/A Freak Accident Podcast.
Reality. Search tanky and just scared the crap out of Kara.
She actually came like 3 inches off of her
yep.
seat, I think. That was a legitimate jump. I
wasn't expecting it.
Oh, something. All right. So we're playing the reality show TV.
Reality name. Reality
TV.
TV gay name game show.
The gay name?
We need a better
game
name.
No, wait.
This is a great
It has
name
to be your bowl.
The reality show name generator game.
Aha, got it.
It's a mouthful.
Yeah,
it is.
That's what the best game shows have the most words.
Right. So how does this work, Lazy E? Explain.
So what I did was I chopped up, entered different parts of reality shows. So let's just say Big Brother. Big is separate. Brother is separate. And all these reality shows chopped up the names. Then we pick out of let the generator pick for us exactly which words we get,
mm-hmm.
we make it into a reality show and we have to pitch it.
Okay.
On the spot.
Shark Tank.
Yeah.
Style.
Ironically, one of the shows that we chopped up, put in the generator. Yep, exactly. That
oh,
was
good.
The
we got Kara to do the sound effects now. That's great.
All right, so who wants to go first?
Kara.
Oh, my gosh.
I think we shouldn't let her go first.
Ah.
We shouldn't?
No.
Why not?
Let her see how it goes and then...
That's true. She's never
oh, yeah,
played
she's
this
never
before.
Done it before. All right, Mickey's going first then.
All right. And before you say it, Mickey, because you say it every time, no, they're not all the same size. I didn't cut them all the same size.
So we can cheat.
No. Actually, keep them out.
Well, I got brother.
How many words do you have to pick?
Just
until you come up with a name.
Oh.
Brother.
Where's the sound effects?
It's too many pieces of paper. Wait, why is this one Brother Catfish?
Is that enough for you?
I think that's enough for me.
All right, go for it.
So this is a reality show about brothers that catfish each other online when they're trying to find a new girlfriend.
Ooh.
Okay, so it's deceiving.
Yeah. It is.
I like that.
All right, so I like that too.
Now it's Kara's turn.
Very good.
We put
very
these
good
back in, right?
No, keep them out. We're gonna I think keep it's them out? Better if we keep them out.
Yeah, because last time it seemed like for whatever
reason.
We kept
finding kitchen.
It would always be the same ones, and that's boring.
Next.
Ooh.
Wasn't there a show just called Next?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next. It was on MTV.
Right.
Yeah, they went on dates. And
I always thought, I always felt so bad for the guy who would like climb off the bus and she would even see him and she'd go, next. And he'd be like, oh, wow. Okay.
And you can put them out of order.
Okay. Next word is tank. Next tank. No, let's go one more. Let's go one more. Just to be safe. It'll probably be something like, or something.
The
survivor.
Next tank survivor.
All right. All right. Okay. So this is my show. It's called Next Tank Survivor. And basically what you do in this show is you drive a tank.
Thank you.
All right. Around and you... Wait, let me see. Yeah. Okay. You drive a tank around to see how long you can survive.
You know what it's called when you drive a tank around? Tank-a-ray.
That was terrible.
That's almost as bad as a joke I made.
It was pretty okay, is
no,
what it was.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
It wasn't even pretty. No.
Or it could be Survivor Tank Next, where you have to live in a water, an aquarium tank, and see how long you can live in it. And then after you are not dead, you get out and you say, next!
I like that joke.
All right,
better.
Yeah, all that right works.
Survivor Tank right Next.
Don't
all
put
right
it back in. There we
I'm
go.
Not, I'll save all right it.
I'll go for it next.
Okay.
I thought there was no effects and Kara was just pulling that up. It's like, damn!
I'm getting really good at my impressions.
He was very impressed.
You see, Sonny.
The first word I got was American.
This is going good so
as
far.
As it's meant to be.
Yeah.
Impractical American.
Well,
do I want another?
That's
word?
A little too close to reality.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
but I'm sure.
Impractical American. Okay. I got this. This is where we put all the flat earthers on a boat and watch them squirm as we get closer to the edge. Every 5 seconds, they think they're going over the edge. Impractical American.
That's a good show.
Oh, no.
All right. Chris, go. Like,
they have the option to jump off the boat?
Yeah, no.
And
they have like, to stay.
Oh, they all have to stay. So there are no winners.
No, they're just out. Oh, no, the viewers are the winners.
Yeah, we get to watch a bunch of grown idiots cry.
Yeah, every time they reach the crest.
Where did the land behind us go? I don't even know.
Uh-oh.
Oh, two came out.
Master. What?
Oh, God, I said. Oh, God.
I'm sure, you know.
Which one fell?
Certain masters have heard.
Wait. Oh, God, I can't even reach that.
I gotta lean.
Master Steve Harvey.
Yes! I was hoping that would get picked.
I'm going to pick one more, but I reserve the right to return this next one.
Why?
I don't know.
He may not need to use it.
All right. I'm just going to go with Top Master Steve Harvey. So Top Master Steve Harvey is really, it's a game where a bunch of contestants have to be Steve Harvey's butler.
Okay?
Ooh, okay, they're competing to see who can pamper him the most, and the show progresses with him giving even more ridiculous demands, making more ridiculous demands, asking for increasingly insane things, and the butlers have to find a way to get him what he wants because Top Master Steve Harvey has asked for it, and it must be so. And of course, whoever can finally get him the most insane thing is the winner of the reality TV show.
Is the Top Master becomes the new Top Master?
Well, no, the Top Master is always Steve Harvey. It has to be that way.
All right, good show.
All right, now, we usually end the reality generator game. We each pick a word out of the generator.
And make a show out of it.
And then all of us combine our powers like Captain Planet.
Yeah. Fire, earth,
wind, water, heart.
Mom?
That wasn't what they sounded like at all.
Is this supposed to be mom or wow?
Mom.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I mean, we reserve the right to make it whatever we want.
No, we don't.
This is our reality show.
I feel
show.
Like this should be the blank from Scrabble. So
no,
it could be
mom.
Drag.
Ooh. Uh-oh. Drag mom.
Drag mom.
Would that just be dad?
Stop it.
Singer.
Mm. Ooh. I like where this is going.
Me too.
And it has an I at the end. I cut wrong.
Singer I.
So just ignore the I.
Okay.
I mean, generator, put it on there.
Uh-oh. I don't feel good about this.
What is it?
Teen. It's Teen Drag Mom Singer.
All right, guys. This is the best show ever.
Oh, I got it. And it's going to twist this whole thing. The way it starts is the teen drags her mom onto the stage.
Oh, so you're going with a swerve. It isn't actually a teen mom dressed in drag that has to perform a musical number.
No, it's teen drag mom singer.
So the teen drags the mom onto the stage.
And onto the show.
Teen singer drag mom.
Singer drag mom.
And while she's dragging her, she has to be singing the song that's on the wheel.
Oh, okay.
There's a wheel.
So it's kind of like a... it's like a physical competition as well. So we're seeing which of these teen singers can drag their mother the furthest while singing.
Right.
Okay. Which, like, obviously that's going to add to the effect on your lungs. You're already huffing and puffing
and your voice,
pulling this weight, especially if you've got an obese mom. You know, you're really struggling and you got to sing at the same time. It's going to be a challenge. You're going to be passing out in like a quarter mile if you even make it that far.
This is great.
Yeah.
It's got everything. It's got singing, which every reality show has a singing element to it these days.
Unfortunately.
It's got teens and moms, guaranteed drama, and a physicality to it, too. So it's like American Gladiator.
And then you also have the drama of families competing together.
Right.
They're going to hate each other.
I think, though, the drag could actually be like a double meaning. They have to also do it while dressed in drag.
Oh, okay.
That's just the extra element of embarrassment.
It's just like added to the show.
So you've got to dress like a Chad while you're dragging your mom around.
Right.
RuPaul's teen singer drag mom.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Book it.
Done.
Call NBC now.
Again, I think this is more of a Bravo show.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Oh, yeah.
This is not going to be on NBC.
Freeform?
Freeform, yeah. We're going to get on the lowest... possible station.
Alright, well there you go. That was a very successful couple of reality shows that we just put that energy out into the universe. We just we may have summoned these and I don't feel too great about it. Up next, some Pollock found out how marriage
polls,
works.
Polls.
Oh, right, polls. All right. Polls on a freak accident.
A freak accident. As entertaining as a car crash. That may seem morbid, but hey, people love car crashes. Why do you really think NASCAR is so popular?
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together.
Our friends at Southwest North South.
Swins!
Yeah, Swins. It's SWNS. They put this poll together that found the happiest married couples do the following 10 things. So if you're in a marriage or long-term relationship or headed toward eventual marriage, who knows, you love each other and you live together, you're basically married without having to go through all the trouble of putting that stupid ceremony together.
Mm-hmm.
So long-term relationships, we'll just put it all under that umbrella. This is the key.
Okay.
10 things to make sure that you get the happy in it and the happy sticks around. Number 10.
No Mickey. No.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Well, I mean, Jeff is probably not happy that being murderer, but...
I know. I'm like, wow.
So number 10 is being silly with each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got that.
I can't imagine you and Proofreader aren't ridiculous together.
Oh, it is. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
We watch kids baking championships, and whenever a kid cries, we fist pump our hands in the air. We're like, yeah!
Nice.
Are you in golfer silly, Kara?
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes?
I'm sillier than he is.
I really, that's shocking.
In case you couldn't guess that, but
yeah.
I mean, we could both be silly.
You're sillier than the rest of the show combined, I think. So that would be really impressive. If he was somehow sillier than that, it's like, what are you, married to Bozo the Clown? Mickey, are you in Murderer Silly?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You know how our relationship works.
I've been around you guys. Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous.
As we've understood, murderer rubs off on everybody else about certain things.
Yes, yes, he turns us all into worse people, mm-hmm. just being in proximity to him. Mm-hmm. And I mean, Hello Nurse and I, obviously, there's no end to this silliness around here. You have to. I mean, how else would you put up with me if you're not
understandable.
Making fun and laughing? Yeah. Number 9 is being proud of their achievements, mm-hmm. the other person.
Well, of course. That's what you have to do. If you're not supportive... Because that's what that is.
How often does that happen, though? When, like, friends just get jealous rather than being, like,
sure.
legitimately
yeah.
proud of you? Like, that can translate into relationships, too.
That's true.
You're right.
Yeah. You gotta kind of, you know, you gotta...
But make sure not to be supportive over everything, because you don't want to sound sarcastic. Like, she goes and picks up a pen. Oh, good for you!
You did it!
Hey!
You did it!
He picked up a pen today.
Yeah,
what
look
do you think
at that.
About that.
Yeah.
Really accomplishing things.
Make regular plans together is number 8.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Being respectful to them in front of other people. Absolutely not.
I refuse.
Yeah. I literally try and trip her anytime we walk anywhere with people that we know.
I smash her through a window. You're laughing.
Back over with the car.
Yeah.
I think that...
Throw her into the trunk with the hungry naked guy. Yeah. Been in there for
that
days.
Plays back to being silly, though.
Throwing her through a window?
Like, you're respectful, like, for real.
Oh.
But if you do stuff like that, yeah. it's like you're being silly.
Oh, yeah, look at all those silly bruises all over you. Yeah.
Oh, so silly. My gosh.
The glass shards that just went through her when I threw her through the window.
You tried, Kara. You
I
tried.
Did. I, you know.
You did.
Number 6 is cuddling.
Ooh.
Do we cuddle on the reg?
Yeah.
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 Sure.
You gots to, right?
I mean, it's kind of hard in our house with the 3 dogs.
Yeah.
There's a lot of competition.
Yeah. Well, that's just like an orgy of cuddling at that point. It's just dogs piled on top of you. You guys are on top of each other. There's more dogs in there somehow.
Yep.
There's another one that just came out of nowhere.
Yeah, it happens.
Where did this 5th dog come from? It's crazy. Letting them see you at your best and worst. Well, I mean...
You have no choice if you're living together.
Yeah, they're gonna. It's gonna happen.
She sees me when I get out of the shower. That's my worst.
Jeez.
Okay.
What were you gonna say?
I said not always. I mean, there's people out there that will hide as best they can what's going on.
Into their marriage, like, long term?
Sure.
Well, yeah, sure, but then that's the whole thing with they're not happy.
Sure,
you know,
absolutely.
They're putting on a front.
Right.
Number 4 is encouraging them to pursue their own hobbies and interests.
That's really important. You need you have to be a couple, but you need to have your individuality within your couple too.
Well, yeah, you have to be your own mm-hmm. people.
Yeah, that's been a big thing. Like, honestly, and I'll a little bit behind the curtain here with me and Hello Nurse. That was a thing. Like, because I'm very like outgoing. You know, I'm not necessarily extroverted. Like, I have introvert tendencies
mm-hmm.
too. But like, I'm the person that wants to like do stuff, go places, like meet with people and things like that.
And she's happy to read a book on the couch.
She is, but at the same time, like, yeah, she would like follow me in doing what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? For like so long, and it's been like, you know, it took time, you know, to actually get her to be like, you can do your own stuff. You know what I mean? Like, you don't just need mm-hmm. to follow me. Like, just because I'm always like, and going and doing, like, you know what I mean? Like, if you want to do something, you could do it. And like, I can follow you into that thing.
Sure.
You know? So like, you got to learn that about your person though.
Yep.
You know? It's not always easy, especially when you've got extrovert and introvert, and like the introvert will just kind of go along with things without ever, you know what I mean, insisting that they do anything of their own,
right?
Because it's just against their nature. Feeling like you can be yourself with them.
Mm-hmm. I was myself around Proofreader the second I met her, and we met online. She saw it right from the beginning.
I am not a piece of
meat. A piece of meat was the headline of my online profile. She knew what she was getting. The first time I met her, I said, oh, you're a Steelers fan. Well, everybody has scumbag qualities. I told her that, and I meant it.
He has seen her at her worst.
Yeah,
He's seen her in a Steelers jersey.
I know. That's ugh.
Yeah, when do you guys start talking again?
We don't watch games together ever.
Well, that I know.
We talk, but we don't mention the game.
Now, wait a minute. Are you talking specifically about the games where the Steelers and the Bengals are facing each other, or do you mean any football game?
Like, we'll watch football games that don't involve our teams.
Oh, okay.
Mm. But I can't watch the Steelers because she knows I'm going to make fun of them all the time.
Number two is taking care of each other when you get sick.
Mm-hmm. That goes without saying. I mean, you should.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Yep.
That's just like general care and compassion.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know your friend is sick, you know, you might reach out to them too. Mm-hmm. Spending lots of quality time together. I mean, that could mean anything though.
You know, though,
everything else on this list could kind of count as quality time.
Mm-hmm. But what I think people mistake in a relationship and in anything, they think quantity over quality.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be 8 hours together. It could be 4 hours together and you're doing something quality.
Right. Yeah.
That's the difference.
The one thing I don't understand in certain relationships are the people who legitimately, it seems like, don't like to be around each other.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
It's like they can't wait for guys' night or girls' night, or like they can't wait to just go play video games because, oh my god, like I've got to get away from this person. Like, how does that work? Like,
why are you old ball and chain?
Why are you even in a relationship at that point if you legitimately don't like being around the other person and having to spend quality time? Like, you'd rather be doing anything else. Like, what are you even dating for? Like, I've never gotten that, but you see it so much.
Yeah,
I think. People want to be in a relationship to be in a relationship.
They want the status.
Yeah, they don't think about
what is involved.
The time you have to put in.
Yeah. Some more that made the top 20, because that was just the top 10. Sharing a sense of humor. I always feel like if you can't laugh with the person that you're with, like, you're in for a dull existence for as long as that relationship continues. Trying new things together. Splitting chores and responsibilities. And remembering important occasions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Wow.
I'm lucky if I remember my own birthday.
You don't remember your own birthday?
Half the time, no.
Thank God Facebook is there to remind you, although you don't use Facebook that
so
much.
I'm good.
She goes on Facebook infrequently to rant and then disappears from the face of the internet again. Mm-hmm.
That's all Facebook is good for.
You're very good at it.
I know.
Yeah. She gets people all riled up.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's like she kicks the door open, lobs a grenade into the room, and then slams the door closed behind her. Just listens to the bloodshed through the wall.
Yep. I make good points, and then I go away.
Maniac. Crazy person.
Psycho.
Well, that does it for that segment. Anything to add, take away?
No.
Listener, feel free to do it yourself. Freaksatafreakaccident.com. Your feedback is always welcome. Who wants to do the thing this week?
Not me.
It's Kara.
Why she is it missed. Kara?
Yeah, I got forced to do it last time. Kara, it's your turn.
You did it last week?
I did it the week before that.
Yeah, because we all regretted it after we made Mickey do it.
We do that. That's every time.
See, he forgets that every time.
Yeah, but
I don't.
No. I always remember regretting it. It's just that, like, my brain tries to then get rid of the memory because it's too hurtful. So I forget when it happened.
Mm. It happened last week because she missed the week prior. So you made her do it.
But I did it the week before that.
Doesn't matter.
I'm only 2 weeks out.
Doesn't
definitely
matter.
Not my turn. It's probably his turn.
It's probably Crisco's turn.
I'll do it. Because oh, wow. I don't want to. Because guess what? If he does it, he's going to blame me if the Bengals lose.
It's true.
So like, you made me do that. You made me do the thing. Yep. And the Bengals lost, and it's your fault. I don't want that voodoo on me.
Nope.
You don't want the voodoo.
Do that voodoo. You do so well.
Yeah.
That was remarkable in how clean that was. Like, just, you didn't stutter at all.
No, I know. It's weird.
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Eminem, look out. Yeah. Godzilla got nothing on Kara.
You got Snickers coming at you.
Yeah. All right. So our website's at freakaccident.com. That's letter A, freakaccident.com. In case you listen to this show, sometimes you see there's 5, 10, 15, 20 episodes listed. We've got more than 300 that we've done. They're all available in the podcast section, along with numerous ways to find the show and subscribe. More on that in a minute. Ooh. You can also visit the Connect tab on the menu bar. That shows you links to all of our social media sites. So, like, we're on TikTok, Facebook, Twitter. Find us on those places. Follow, interact. That's the big thing. Like, we like sharing stuff, and we like getting listener feedback and, you know, hearing from our listeners. So go and be a part of our show. We also have our shop, which has one item in it right now, but it's pretty cool. Our t-shirt that comes in multiple colors. It's got a pretty cool design on it. It's only $19.99 plus shipping. You can also request free stickers there as well, which we do owe two people stickers, and I forgot to print out the letters. But listen, it's not my fault. It's not my fault because we've not been together since the beginning of the year. So I haven't had time, but we'll get that out soon.
Okay.
But you could submit your request for stickers in the shop section as well. What do you want?
Just waiting.
For what?
For you to finish.
Wow, damn.
I'll remember that. I will remember this injustice.
Oh, damn, son.
Wherever you get your podcast from, make sure you subscribe and leave a good review, because both of those things will help the show tremendously. And it's all a part of the algorithm. You got to beat the algorithm. More subscribers, more good reviews help us do that.
And the best way to do that is?
Share us with your friends.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because then they'll subscribe and they'll review.
Yes.
You can send us an email, freaks@freakaccident.com, about anything at all. And again, the website is afreakaccident.com.
Mm-hmm. How come you're avoiding looking at me?
Because you're doing like a weird octopus thing with your fingers. And it's
my evil laugh hands.
I felt a chill down my spine. I don't know what we're talking about next week.
Oh, we're going to, well.
No, we're not. You're going to be in Cincinnati, probably. Well, that's only if they win.
Yeah.
If they lose, we're getting our nose hairs ripped out.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
This is your fault. You had the option for something else.
The balls are still worse.
Clean!
We win again. Come back next week for a new episode. For a Freak Accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Wazy.
I'm Kara.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you.
You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
Who day?
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. You're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes. A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BYNC ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.